From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region.
I was walking down the road about a week ago, underneath the bridge where the long trucks roll. Bright red letters caught in my eye, reading, Jesse, do you miss me like I miss you tonight? Oh, Jesse, don't hear you, neither do I. And you're crying at the heavens with wool covered eyes. You made that bed, now you can sleep tight. Jesse, don't hear you, neither do I.
Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Charles Wesley Godwin. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
You walk this earth full of regret. Could have killed that curse if you just confessed. Swore you loved Jesse until you's dead. But only so much that you wrote it in red. Oh, Jesse, don't hear you, neither do I. And you're crying at the heavens with wool covered eyes. You made that bed, now you can sleep tight. Jesse, don't hear you, neither do I. Back, you'd make your stand. And now Jesse got a girl with a ring on her hand. Oh, Jesse, don't hear you, neither do I. And you're crying at the heavens with wool covered eyes. You made that bed, now you can sleep tight. Jesse, don't hear you, neither do I. Jesse, don't hear you, neither do I. And you're praying at the heavens with wool covered eyes. You made that bed, now you can sleep tight. Jesse, don't hear you, neither do I. I was walking down the road about a week ago, underneath the bridge where the log trucks roll.
Thanks, guys.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 641st live concert performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present Charles Wesley Godwin. His name is shaped by the time-weathered hills and hollers of his home. Charles is a singer-songwriter born and raised in Morgantown, West Virginia. Charles Wesley's father was a coal miner until his birth, and his mother was a school teacher. Little did he know, this background would come to play a major role in the songs and stories that captivate listeners today. This is his second appearance on Red Barn Radio, so let's please welcome back Charles Wesley Godwin to the Red Barn stage.
I'm going down Charleston, through the shadow of the mountains this road winds, to close up towns, forgotten dreams and welcome signs fading far behind. Coal country, I'm thankful for the sons who died, who didn't back down from a federal fight, where the lead lies still and the smoke still rises on the Blair Mountainside. Coal country, it put a over my head, in the armor on the tanks of Normandy, the light shone bright in the hands of its care, from the western skies to Washington, D.C. Now it lies broken, high and cold, in its grave of Appalachian stone. Coal country, tokens to a company store, as when government stamps and codings for. We may have won a few battles, but we lost the war. Now we're slaves to poor. Coal country, it put a roof over my head, in the armor on the tanks of Normandy, the light shone bright in the hands of its care, from the western skies to Washington, D.C. Now it lies broken, high and cold, in its grave of Appalachian stone. Coal country,
Red Barn Radio's Brad Decker.
Thanks, Renee. We are here this evening on Red Barn Radio with Charles Wesley Godwin. Charles is a West Virginia native. That's not where you live now. Where'd you drive from tonight?
I drove from Nashville today. I'm living in Athens, Ohio right now.
How come Athens, Ohio? What brought you up there?
So my wife works for Ohio University. You know, me being a musician, just hopping in the car when it's time to go, I can live just about anywhere. And she's got to be there in Athens, so that's where we're at now.
How long has she been working up there, and how long have you two been living there?
She first got her job in the winter of 2016 for Habitat for Humanity there in Southeast Ohio. And then now she's working at OU. She started there last March of last year.
You got a good following up there in Ohio. Have you built a
There's some spots that I go to that there's a lot of folks that come out, and you know, West Virginia, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Carolinas, Texas, and I'm playing in Prestonsburg, Kentucky tomorrow, and I think there'll be a good many people out seeing me there.
So you travel from, did you say Wednesday through Saturday?
The normal week is either, you know, Wednesday through Sunday or Thursday through Sunday, and wherever I'm at Saturday night, I try to get back home from wherever I'm at so I can spend some time with my family.
And family being just you and your wife? Do you have a kid too?
We got two dogs, which...
Oh, that's, yeah, yeah. That's pretty, oh, that's right, you close. Said that. You already said that.
We got two dogs.
They're like family.
Lay off the hard stuff, lay off the shame, lay off, think about the layoff today. Sun goes down, 3 p.m., welcome in on eastward wind. Lost the numbers I used to call, forgot them paths I used to crawl. Pour those pills down my drain. You might say I'm going insane. I've got bones in my closet. I've got scars of stories to tell. I ain't gonna burn down. I'm getting out of this town. Lord, break this spell. I said, hell with all those years, time to change course, shift my gear. No more calling at her door, her night of life ain't me. No more. Reckon I'll find that boy of mine. Best I recall, he's 8 or 9. Can't go back and live those days. What's done is done, it's all a haze. I've got bones in my closet, I've got scars of stories to tell. I ain't gonna burn down. I'm getting out of this town. Lord, break this spell. I've got bones in my closet. I've got scars of stories to tell. I ain't gonna burn down. I'm getting out of this town. Lord, break this spell. I ain't gonna burn down. I'm getting out.
out of this town. Lord, break this spell.
Thank you very much. Drink up your coffee and get a good sleep on Sunday. Do you wake up Monday and do you have kind of a discipline of putting the pen to paper?
Yeah, I started really consciously making it more my goal to be more methodical, write more prolifically last year. I always make it a point to sit down at my notebook multiple times a week, even if there's not anything that's popped into my head. I just still try to work through things, but a lot of times I get a line from just something in life and I'll put that down on my phone or write it down on a little scrap piece of paper, and then I take that line to the notebook and then I can expand off of that.
Like the song about the woman working her way up the stairs
of
church, you know, with the ramp right next to her, which probably would have been friendlier for her to go up, but she's pulling her way up.
Yeah, so I saw that and, you know, we're on our way for our Sunday walk and all. It was church bells ringing, gospel singing, Mary's limping up the steps to the church something. And that's how it starts.
Church bells ringing, gospel singing, Mary's limping up the steps of the worship home. Born in the afternoon, V-Day 1945, when Berlin falls, was a toast of the town. Every boy laid down to serve her crown. Oh my, oh my. Hail the mighty fallen time. Mary to a congressman decided things way back when, it's a curtain call. Looking in the mirror light, the image staring back at her is all alive. Seems a trick in the eye. Just yesterday she heard her baby's newborn cry.
that's the way you've always operated is?
Yeah, I think the more and more I go, that's getting to be my system. I'm not the type of writer that can just crank something out that's very clean in 15 minutes. Usually I got to edit a dozen times. I go back through stuff and I'm crossing out words, choosing different ways of saying this or that, and eventually I get a pretty cleaned up version. But there might be somebody out there that's a better songwriter than me that's thinking that it's still messy what the final product is. But, you know, I think it's done whenever it makes me happy. I get this feeling that I know that something's done. So that's kind of how I can tell. Sometimes I just like telling too much detail. And I got to just take a step back and kind of lean back on my influences and think to myself, you know, what would Willie Nelson do, or what would Chris Knight do? I really like Chris Knight because I like how he's kind of got like this blue-collar version of English literature. Like the way his vocabulary, like his economy of words is so much like the working man and woman, you know what I mean? He's not using anything that's high society, so to speak, as far as the words that he uses, but the combination, the way that he puts them together is like, in my mind, it's like a masterpiece.
Go put on that blue dress so warm, you know I look best. Don't mind me, I'll stay down here so I can watch you stride down the steps. I miss you more than you know. It seems like we're always fighting time. Thoughts of you on nights like these give me hope I'll call state lines. As we're up these hardwood floors, and tonight I'll see you spin around. Take my hand, honey, let's just dance and pretend there ain't nobody else in town. And tonight there ain't nobody else around. And tonight there ain't nobody else in town. Feet move down the line, synchronize in perfect time. If I want my blues at past, I can feel them fading behind. In your eyes, they look in mine, reading what lies behind. It's just love, honey, don't you mind? Everything will be just fine. As we're up these hardwood floors, and tonight I'll see you spin around. Take my hand, honey, let's just dance and pretend there ain't nobody else in town. And tonight there ain't nobody else around. And tonight there ain't nobody else in town. Come and see, has a little light, it lives and breathes like a soul. And now it breathes in us, living on till we're old. Till we're old. That's one of these hardwood floors. Tonight I'll see you spin around. Take my hand and let's just dance and pretend there ain't nobody else in town. And tonight there ain't nobody else around. And tonight there ain't nobody else in town. As we're up these hardwood floors, and tonight I'll see you spin around. Take my hand and let's just dance and pretend there ain't nobody else in town. There ain't nobody else in town.
Yeah, thank you very much. How old were you when you first did some writing, or else you first reached a point where you felt like, hey, you know, I've got some thoughts and I need to get down here and a pretty good way of expressing them?
22 is when I started writing. I've written a couple good things, I think, since then, but I'm still working on it, you know. I think it'll just get better as time goes.
As happy as you seem now doing what you're doing, you sort of arrived at this place after kind of a disappointment, after high school and college, because you went to college with something else in mind.
Everybody in this room might laugh at this, but I wanted to play football for West Virginia. You wouldn't be able to tell by this amazing physique that I have, but I used to be a lot stronger than I am now. Yeah, I really wanted to play football for West Virginia, and I worked really hard to do it. I tried out 3 times and got cut every single time. I just wasn't good enough. You know, it wasn't cut out for me.
Were you in football on your football team in West Virginia when you were growing up in high school?
I played at Morgantown High School, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was okay. I wasn't anything to write home to mom about, though. I'm not particularly gifted.
What position did you play in high school?
Outside linebacker. My 18-year-old self could break my current self over his knee.
What was going on in your mind when you were thinking, well, I'm going to be kind of an average high school football player who doesn't feel especially athletically gifted, but I'm going to go and play football for a major powerhouse college team?
See, the trick is you got to be naive. And
is that what it was?
Yeah. See, looking back on it now, I can look back and think I was just a foolish kid. But at the time, I didn't think I was not gifted, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I was delusional. No, I thought I belonged on that field. I wouldn't have gone out 3 times if I didn't think I could do it. But just looking back now, I can see it for what it was. It was a bunch of agility drills, which is something I was not going to shine at. It was like everything but playing football. I probably did not stand out a bit, and with running a 40-meter dash and doing the cone drill and just things like that.
Imagine there's a garden, visualize a spring. It's a hard way of living in this valley with no rain. But I feel it down in my bones, I'm mourning of a flood. You lack a sense of know-how to see what's up above. So I don't mind placing bets on the dirt beneath my feet. I won't mind laying to rest any doubt that you may keep. Are you awake or are you sleeping? Are you fixing or are you breaking? Are you staying or are you leaving? While I'm building here in Eden, I'm building here in Eden. Saving with the blame game, I've heard it all before. Ain't nothing holding you down except your own feet on the floor. So go and roll your sleeves up, get your hands down in the dirt. It's alright to follow your heart and take what you deserve. So I don't mind placing bets on the dirt beneath your feet. I won't mind.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Charles Wesley Godwin, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Charles Wesley Godwin after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.